not coffee, not tea, but something straight for your soul. Just give me a minute and let this conversation unfold. I know you're like, what in the weirdest hour is Queen doing up on this podcast? But I promise you, you don't want to miss it. Different hour, different things. I'm about to switch up the swing of things for a moment. And I want to share with you a few words of mine. Just a thought. As women, we tend to waste time on all the wrong things, like sitting and hoping that one day he'll change. Oh, he loves me. I'm sure he'll come to his senses. But what's going to happen when you run out of defenses? When reality hits, women ignore it and run away. They disregard all the red flags and listen to nothing it has to say. Then the time finally arrives where you see all that went wrong and start blaming everyone but yourself for what you knew all along. Point where you realize it's time to let it go. You can love them deeply, but will loving them help you grow? Being in love and loving are two completely different things. To be in love with the person you love should never bring you any pain. If for some reason you're stuck between should I stay or should I go, follow your intuition, because deep down inside, you already know. When you're given the signs, listen to your mind. Don't try to change them. You're wasting your time. They'll get what they want and act like it's okay. Saying what you want to hear, acting a certain kind of way. If only we were configured with X-ray vision. Seeing the true them would make an easier decision. But beware of the lames, the silly asses, and mama's boys. They're only good for one thing, and that's a few nights of joy. As women, we do, however, know who they are, because we're equipped with that sixth sense, that dumbass nigga radar. So next time you're approached by some fine-ass guy, hand-selected Mr. GQ, month of July, make sure not to tell yourself any lies. Do your homework. Don't be lazy. He's probably in disguise. Is he a hood nigga chasing that superstar dream? Selling drugs, rapping, try to blow up by any means? Or that old ass mama's boy who can't stand on his own? Has his mother on speed dial, number one in his phone? Some are even both, the lames to be exact, have hustler's ambition with no sense to match. The ratio is low and doesn't play in our favor. So 90% of us will encounter one of the other sooner or later. High school is gone and so is art class. So don't make him your project, trying to change him to make it last. Acknowledge who he is. That's who he'll be until he die. Turn on your Mary J. CD and let out all your cries. Gather all his things, his Tims and his white tees, that dingy-ass white do-rag sitting next to the keys. Stuff it all in some trash bags and then send him a text. Tell him you're horny and you want to have sex. He'll be there before you can press end on the phone, jiggling the keys, singing, "Daddy's home." That look on his face when he sees his shit all packed, mouth wide open, dropping his keys on the rack. Walk up to him, and before he starts talking, take his keys off of the rack and tell him to start walking. Open the door, make sure he's gotten all his bags. No more wasting time, because time is all he had. Meet the new you, because the old you is dead. Don't answer his calls. Send no texts. It's time to do you. It's on to the next. Just a few bad time words from Queen, and if you didn't take anything from what I said, it is not your duty to try to change someone. You understand? Live your life, boo. Put you first. Do what it is that you want to do. You're worthy of it. You deserve to. A person will only reach the level of maturation in their due time. There is nothing that you can do to expedite the process. So enjoy life and shine. Good night. See you bright and early on Sunday.